started.
Well, the newspaper lady, too.
I know, but she never, like, questioned
it. Really important for
And
we always welcome everyone's opinion.
Yeah,
so I'd like to call this meeting to order. It's a public hearing for our 2026 budget.
And
yeah, so we'll open that up. If anybody has any discussion items or anything they'd like to know about or discuss about the budget, speak now or forever hold your peace.
Oh, come on, girl, you gotta say something. No comment.
Not even dirty comments?
No.
No, I think it looks good.
I think it looks good. Christine knows the ins and outs of how you have to juggle things properly. And
Christine is at the point where she knows enough to know that she doesn't know a lot of stuff.
So you know who to call.
I do know who to
call. Is this accessible to the public?
Yep.
Online?
Yeah. And it actually,
I don't know. Is it online?
So it gets submitted to the state, and then they can pull it up on the state website. I mean, if somebody emails me, I don't just post it on my website.
Right.
Pretty much nobody posts them on the website.
But so anybody can look it up.
Yeah, but it's not. And we don't give out like exactly what our employees make or anything like that. I guess it would do that though. There is so in the salaries, there's a 2.5% COLA for all of the hourly.
Okay.
And then, well, I guess that was the thing too. I don't know what you guys are want to do about Bruce. You had mentioned at the last meeting that you might want to bump
the mayor, should I pay more?
I don't know what that means, what you guys want from it, so you would have to let me know. And then I also don't know, if they give you a raise, would that have to go, can they just be like, we vote to give you a raise, and then you
I don't know.
I
honestly don't know.
So, I didn't budget specifically for that. The one salary thing that we were way under is actually admin, because as much as you think we work all the time, we really don't.
Do we have any studies about where that salary is compared to in the state of Utah to other cities and stuff? Do we have any idea about that?
Different mayors make. No, I haven't looked into it at all. And it's kind of all. I know we looked at Nephi,
I was going to call somebody. Well, didn't you have a friend that you?
Yeah, I got the number, but I didn't. Then I took off and I forgot about it.
Okay, I just noticed that the July 24th rodeo is zeroed out. Are we just going to never do that again, or do we have hopes that we might do it again?
So is it zeroed out on the?
Right here.
It's zeroed out.
On revenue? Yeah, because I'm not...
Oh, that's revenue.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
We're not going to try to drum up revenue. I guess the other thing, too, that you'll see on there is, like, we're not doing dog licenses. And we're not doing dog catcher salary, because we don't have dog catcher, so we're not going to do dog tags either. We had been doing dog tags on if you really want a dog tag, we'll take a picture of your dog... We'll store it on the computer along with your dog tag number and your contact info, and then if like somebody picked up your dog and they're like, hey, I got this dog, and it happened to have a dog tag, we could get a hold of the owner. That was...
So LeVan doesn't require a dog license?
Not right now,
because we don't have dog catcher.
We don't have dog catcher.
I have talked with the commissioners. They've talked about doing something countywide.
We have pelicans.
But I talked to them about doing something countywide.
This is kind of the thing where, like, did we feel like it was appropriate to make people pay for a dog tag?
And you didn't have anything to enforce it. And the reason that we stopped that was because you had to have a post-certified dog catcher.
Yeah.
And so,
I'm in favor of not licensing. I mean,
I mean, if we're not providing something for them,
we all know whose dogs belong to them. My dogs don't leave my yard, so
my dog does sometimes. She's got her runs.
There is dogs that do get in trouble and things, you know. And if a dog's vicious or bites someone, the sheriff's
but
office
a license
has to come out anyway.
And that was one of the reasons we could, because out of all the stray dogs that get picked up and where people call us, none of them have tags.
Yeah. So.
Well, and I was going to say, even when we did do dog licensing,
yeah,
a lot of people didn't do it.
Yeah. It's kind of like the thing with the dogs at the park, right? Like, when we allowed dogs at the park, there wasn't, the people that brought their dogs to the park, like, actually brought their dogs, so they cleaned up after their dogs. It's still the dogs that just run around loose and use the park as, you know, their toilet. So, it wasn't really a problem, but...
I was a pretty responsible dog owner, but they were border collies, so if they got out, they would just go for people's animals. But, and we lost them because somebody shot them, and they have that right. But I didn't like the Big Brother thing where the town was texting me going, your dog Boots is ready for a shot or something. I'm like, why are you Big Brothering me?
That was
like, stop that. I don't like that at all.
I did not like that.
So.
And so we end... That does remind me. We are still going to have a vaccination clinic because that's a good service.
That is a good service, yes.
But then we don't have to really man it, right? Because we'll just open it up and let those guys
do
their thing. And we'll maybe just be around to lock up after them, but we don't have to sell dog tags, so it's kind of nice.
So I have a question about the splash pad.
Okay.
Does that flooring have to be treated everyone? I took my granddaughters down
there. Yeah, it's treated.
It hurts my feet. Of course, maybe my feet are really tender, but I'm wondering if that does that have to be treated so many years or so often?
It recycles the water. We don't use fresh water in there. We only use, like, for the whole year, we'd use as much water or less water than a household.
I'm just talking about the floor.
The
blue is coming off in some areas.
Oh, is it really?
So you've got white sections and blue sections.
Oh,
I'm just wondering if that has to be resurfaced every so often.
Probably. I mean, we were looking at that, like, when it was put in and what we spent on maintaining it and everything. It doesn't have a real high maintenance cost, but there's going to be things like that, right?
It's great. My granddaughters really
loved
it. They had a good time. So,
there's always people down there usually.
Yeah, and I'll ask Jason, because the thing is, we wouldn't know like that it's getting abrasive because most of us don't go on. I went over there because somebody had put on Facebook and they texted me that it wasn't working, so I drove over there.
I had a difficult time, to be honest with you. I had a difficult time stepping on that and making it work.
Yeah.
My granddaughter was able to just
get
them. I had my bare feet on, I couldn't get it.
You just have really sissy feet.
And you don't have to push on it. You just sit still. You can put your hand on it.
But last weekend, they had to refill it because when it's really windy like that and people are coming out, the water blows away and it recycles water. If it goes back in.
But it's supposed to fill itself.
Yeah,
it must have been sticky out.
It's sticky and...
I just wondered if that's something you have to think
about. I'll ask about it, and see if we can get that.
But it's great. I'm really glad that the city did that for the town.
The ambulance did it.
Yeah.
The ambulance bought it.
I think they actually put that sign up finally.
Yeah.
Were you, and I don't think this has to do with the budget, but were you able to get the bathroom all restored?
Yeah. I was going to say that. Did everyone know the bathroom got trashed? We fixed it the same day. Because we had reunions and things going on.
That's awesome.
And they have...
Did you figure out who did it?
We've got a couple eyewitnesses, and so they're working on it right now. So.
Good.
Yeah.
Did they use sledgehammers? I was thinking, how would you break a
seriously
like that?
Oh, they used... They use some type of tool, bat or something.
My son-in-law's car got broke into, too.
Yeah.
You know,
really?
They could slashed all his tires and everything.
Slashed two of the tires and...
Wow.
And then the snow cone shack.
They broke
the window in that.
Oh, we're having a little crime spree. Then
somebody was having fun that weekend.
Yeah. And you wonder, is if it's the same tube... individuals, so that's a pretty good little spree.
So what do we need to do with this?
So
if we have no comment from
we've been about 10 minutes, we could close that.
So I anticipated that there's a good possibility that we would have Carol. nobody else might possibly make a comment, so you'll see that I started the public hearing at 6:30,
yeah.
And I have the regular or the special meeting starting at 6:45.
Yeah.
Instead of 7.
Yeah, so at 6, so at the regular meeting, you guys just vote to approve the budget amendment for 25 and the budget for 26. And then that's it, and everybody gets to go home.
Okay.
We could entertain a motion to close the. We don't have any more comments.
Close and then just walk for like 3 minutes.
I'll make a motion. We adjourn the public hearing regarding the amendment for the 25 budget and the 26 budget.
I really like to second that.
Ray is going to withdraw his second.
I withdraw the second.
We have a first and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. We're adjourned.
I have a question off the record.